Okay, so you're originally from Nigeria, you know, and I understand the fact that, you know, Ukrainian officials should not be biased. You know, this is wartime. Everybody should be evacuated, at least
And
the women.
that is a war crime.
Yeah, at least the women and child, as they say, women and child from all race, you know. But
Yeah.
as a Nigerian, would you be happy if Nigerian government, Buhari, through the Nigerian embassy in Ukraine, will arrange the evacuation of Nigerians?
It would have been better for us because even Indian government did something for their people. They provided buses for them to take them to the exact border where they have control. Nigerian embassy in Kyiv only told us to remain calm while they already left. So why would you, why you left Ukraine already and you're telling us to remain calm?
Alexander Sumto, or welcome to the Pan-African Experience.
Okay.
You just left Ukraine, but where are you now?
I'm currently in Warsaw, Poland.
Is it like a
Yeah.
camp? Is it like a camp there? Are you there
No,
with several people?
I had to find a hotel.
So what about other groups? Those groups of people that we're seeing on the videos that you're making. Where about those groups of people? Where are they? Is there like a camp for people and things like that?
Some people gave them shelter, some people offered rooms, and some people had to pay for their own hostels. Like there are some people that rented like a full house, and they were like up to 20, 25 in the house and the rest of it.
Okay, so just give me a little bit of a background. Obviously, you're originally from Nigeria, but give me a little bit of a background, what you're doing in Ukraine.
Okay, I came in Ukraine last year's March. I came to study management. Yeah, but first of all, I studied the language for like 6 months, I think, before I started my first year class. That was in September.
I became aware of you from an article written by a journalist here in Independent, Nadia White, where you were talking about racism, experiencing racism, and things like that. Can you share your story, the movement from Ukraine to where you are now, please?
Okay, on 25th night, on 25th morning, we hear the sound. Like I hear like 10 bomb blasts. I don't know whether it's bomb or it was shaking everywhere. Then I was hearing a siren. That was air raid siren. And my friend called me immediately and told me, pack your bags and leave. There is war in Ukraine. I said, okay, what is happening? He just told me, just pack your bag and leave. I said, okay. I packed my bags and I left. I went to the train station. When I got to the train station, I first went to the metro because I live closer to the metro. And I found out that the metro only have people sleeping there. They use it as bomb shelter. I said, okay, what's next? I said, okay, let me get to the train station. I went to the general train station, which is called Vokzana. When I got there, I saw some people complaining. I asked them what is going on. They told me that they are picking mostly Ukrainians. So I told them, mostly Ukrainians, are they checking passport? Because when you say mostly Ukrainian, I have to be sure that they're checking passport. They were not checking passport. So how do you know this person is a Ukrainian? Is it by skin color or by language? Because most of us speaks Russian. So I waited again, and there was a train that came in. They wanted to do the segregation again. We told them that they said women and children first. So they either also allow African women or nobody is gonna move. We are thousands, we can do it. We can force them to do what we want. So we started protesting and they said, okay, where are the African women? We started pushing the African women to the front so that they can be able to get into the train. That was how most of them were able to get into that train. So another one came that was going straight to Poland. Because the one we were trying to enter was going to Lviv, the city that has a border with Poland. So the one that was going to Poland shortly, I and my two other friends entered. When we got into the train, they called the police on us. I was like, what is going on? They said, this train is specifically for Ukrainians, that we should get out of the train. The police pushed us out of the train. That was when I wrote the second tweet. Then at the end of everything, I was watching them to know whether they are actually checking passport. Because when you say you are taking only Ukraine, you must show me that you are checking passports. Unfortunately, they were not checking passports. They were only choosing white people. So I was like, You people don't know how to lie. If you want to lie, learn how to lie.
So how long does the journey take you and your colleagues from Ukraine to where you are in Warsaw now, in Poland? How long was this journey? You said 25th. You left on 25th.
Yes, and I came in 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so what's the plan now? Is there someone speaking to you? Are you hearing from anyone? Is there are you going to stay now?
I've been getting donations and so many calls from journalists all over the world.
Okay.
So I'm using the donation to help those people that are still stranded at the border, because even if you cross, you will still need to get to the city. And there are limited trains. The trains are only for women and children, because the Polish people, they do not discriminate. They made it plainly that this is only for women and children first, and they were serious with it. So that was how the whole thing was going. The discrimination was mostly from the officials, both at the border and the rest.
And that's the Ukrainian officials?
Exactly. The military, the vigilantes, and the police.
Okay, so you're originally from Nigeria, you know, and I understand the fact that, you know, Ukrainian officials should not be biased. You know, this is wartime. Everybody should be evacuated. At least
that is a war crime.
Yeah, at least the women and child, as they say, women and child from all race, you know. But
yeah,
as a Nigerian, would you be happy if Nigerian government, Buhari, through the Nigerian embassy in Ukraine, will arrange the evacuation of Nigerians?
It would have been better for us, because even Indian government did something for their people. They provided buses for them to take them to the exact border where they have control. Nigerian embassy in Kyiv only told us to remain calm while they already left. So why left Ukraine already and you're telling us to remain calm?
So what's the plan now? You're going to stay in Warsaw now?
I am currently here so that I can be able to help other people. I want to just make sure they get hostels with the money I already gotten from people, and maybe I'll stay for like a week or 2 weeks. When I'm done with the hotel, I'll look for a way. Either I go back to my country or I look for another university around Europe to stay.
Yeah, so what do you say to people that will say, you know, why are you living? You're a man, you know, you've been living in Ukraine, you should have been fighting with them. What do you say to that?
All I have to tell them is that Ukraine never gave me anything free. My rent, I pay higher. My school fees, I pay higher. They did not give me permanent residence. They gave me temporary residence. I am not a Ukrainian. I am an African and I'm a Nigerian. There are wars all over Africa. This and the Ukraine war is ethnic war, and there are so many ethnic wars going on in Africa. Nobody called it world war, and nobody told me to go and fight. So if I want to fight for any military, I know where to go, not Ukraine.
Okay, so I don't know if it's from your tweet, but I hear that, you know, it's very hard for a black student to get a house to rent in Ukraine.
Yes, it's a general issue. They always say that we are dirty, we are smelly. And do you know what they mean by that? It's our food. They always say that, but we already realize that it's our food. They always see our food as a smelly food, and they always say that we are dirty. They are more dirty than us, if I'm going to be honest.
And then those that will rent to you, students, African students, will hike the price.
Yes, if they are going to rent $200 to a Ukrainian, we are going to be like $500 to $600. Like my own rent, I pay almost $800 a month. That is around 20,000 hryvnia. But my neighbor pays 12,000 hryvnia, which is around $450, $430 for the same apartment, the same type of apartment. So you could see it was obvious.
Wow. So even when this war started, you know, I was praying for Ukraine, you know, I was praying for Ukraine because I don't like war, you know. But then again, I saw how they were treating Africans. You know, obviously, this is, we have to point out that this is Ukrainian officials, not Ukrainian citizens.
Not the Ukrainian
the citizens. Average.
That's locals. Why I made it clear that this is specifically for the Ukrainian officials, because we saw Ukrainian citizens giving us food and water on the road when we were trekking to the border. So I wouldn't use because of what the officials are doing to generalize the whole country. Because I was walking, one of them saw that I'm already tired. He didn't understand English, but he was calling me. It was like a young girl was calling me. I was like, what? She just gave me water, she gave me bread. She told me, do you need coffee? She spoke in her language, so I understood it. They started giving me everything. They told me to relax and rest.
So Africans are quickly becoming the casualties, you know, casualties of war, almost like collateral damage. You know, what would you say to Putin? Now, obviously, you're not a Ukrainian, but you already find yourself in the midst of war. If you have to speak to the man, what would you say to him?
I would say that in the whole thing, there was no reason for Putin to invade Ukraine. I think this whole thing is because of his ego, or he wants the president to be removed. The whole thing is that, you know, if you're listening, if you're watching Ukraine politics, you will realize that the people that made Zelensky from a famous comedian to a president, they made him famous comedian with their television network. These people are Ukraine oligarchs. They are mostly pro-Russians. They made him famous with their TV networks, and they also made him president. Then he turned against them when he became the president, because he was trying to serve his people. But you know, when it comes to politics, it is not what they told you. You have to do what they told you. If not, why will you allow them to use their money and their power to install you while you do other things? He even seized the bank of the person that made him president, Kolomoisky. At the end of everything, I think that this whole thing about war in Ukraine and Russia invading them has something to do with people inside Ukraine. I think Putin has go ahead order with other people too.
Okay, you know, obviously this is this assertion is just your opinion. You know, it's always good to
my opinion.
Your opinion. Yes.
Yeah, it's my opinion. It's not. Okay. It's not what is going on. What I can say that this is fact, but this is what I'm actually thinking.
Okay. All right. So, thank you very much for just coming on. I know it's not easy.